it's frankly miraculous that they have allowed the Ukrainian Air Force to remain operational 8 days into the war when they should have theoretically had the capabilities to ground it very early on in operations. So a lot of those higher-end Russian capabilities that we would expect, we haven't actually seen used yet. That doesn't, of course, mean that they won't ever be used, and we are beginning to see some indications of Russians using greater tactical air power. And, of course, this is rightly getting a lot of attention, using possible thermobaric munitions and rocket artillery against civilian targets in Kharkiv and elsewhere. And if the Russians do commit to that approach, which they originally declined in the early days of the war, of using their sort of massed firepower to clear cities, that will unfortunately likely start to turn the tide in some of these situations against Ukrainian forces, or perhaps force capitulation, as they are likely trying to do in Mariupol right now. Now, in terms of what is not being used yet, the big one is that large elements of Russia's most elite ground force, the First Guards Tank Army, remains, as far as we can tell, in their bases around Moscow. These are the best equipped forces of sort of the frontline Russian military, and most of them we have not seen deployed into Ukraine yet. There's also a number of reserves of Russian airborne troops, the VDV, that we have not seen, as well as naval infantry. We have only seen scattered reports of the Russians attempting various amphibious landings on the Black Sea coast. We think likely due to poor weather, but we can't guarantee that. But that's a large reserve that we think could still be committed into the fighting to date. Beyond that, the Russians are really going to, in many ways, have to be scraping the bottom of the barrel. They have committed a lot of forces pulled from across southern and central Russia that began assembling as far back as April of 2021 already. And there's likely not too many other high readiness forces that they can funnel into this conflict.